to Back Row with Susan Harrison and Gemma Arrowsmith. On today's show, Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild, your resident reviewers, will be reviewing The Royal Family.
Hello, it's Hayley Danks here.
And Ruth Goodchild over here, hello.
Me. And today we're going to be reviewing The Monarchy.
The Royal Family. Interesting. And they're in the news quite a lot at the moment. Obviously, it's the Queen's 90th this year, and little Prince George was on a stamp or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm not... Right. I mean, can you just clarify for me what a stamp is?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so before there were electronic devices...
Yeah.
It's... Okay, it's sort of like... paying your internet service provider.
Right.
Except you do it in a sort of paper square stuck to a slightly larger paper rectangle. This is really complicated.
When you say a paper square, do you mean a virtual paper square?
No, the opposite of virtual. So a literal, a tangible, literally. a tangible paper square.
Right, okay.
Right. Have you ever received a letter?
I mean, I've received many an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bills?
I tend not to look at them.
Right.
I understand the concept of bills and billing.
Yeah.
But I tend to just sort of sweep them aside on the small table that's by my front door.
Sure.
I like to gather them and then I like to dispose of them.
Yeah. Like so much kindling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I do actually use them in my open fire because, as you know, I've got a renovated house.
Yes.
So
yes.
I use them in my Victorian fireplace, and they do provide a lot of heat.
Both
literal
and figurative heat. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So back to the royal family. Do you think that they are relevant today?
Yeah.
That's the question I've seen asked.
I suppose me, when Katie, as I like to refer to her...
When she came on the scene.
When she came on the scene, Ruth. I thought, now that is relevant.
That's what we want. It's reinvigorated a dying system.
A dying system.
Suddenly we've got somebody that wears A-line skirts and has nice hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, gosh, yes.
The hair's important, isn't it?
I mean, that's an understatement, Ruth.
Exactly.
And for me, hair speaketh the woman. And for me, when I saw the shine on her hair, I knew that that was somebody that I could have as an authority figure.
Sure. Because you think, well, to be honest, if you're not going to do yourself up nicely, it's like that woman at the Oscars.
Oh, God, don't even.
I'm not even.
I can't bear the memory of the residual.
No. You just think, do you understand
that
this is a do that's going on here? It's an actual do. Make an effort, at the very least. Do you know anything about fashion? I would say to that woman.
Yeah. I'd say, have you made any choices? Have you made any decisions?
Is there any decisions at all regarding clothing?
Yeah, RE clothing. Yeah. And also hair says so much about a person. And your state of mind.
Exactly.
I'm enjoying your do.
Thanks very much.
I know that you
much.
Have it set I in have the it manner set. Of
I our feel
great
that
leader
if
from days gone by.
Go by.
You like to, you know.
I feel that when one turns one's hair should turn like steel. It should be like concrete as one turns.
Well, it's your armour, really.
It's my helmet, exactly. Yeah. And no one can... I don't allow no one to touch it anyway.
No.
But if they did, you know, they'd probably hurt themselves.
Yeah, I mean, Ruth,
can touch my helmet. That's what I always say.
Yeah. So, Ruth, you have a bit more of an opinion on the royal family than me, I think.
I do. I was at Marlborough College. I was a couple of years above Kate.
I love that fact. I love it.
But we boarded. We were both boarders. I know that my parents sent me away at 3 weeks to boarding school.
It's a bit late.
It was embarrassing, actually. Like, when I got there... And everyone else is just a couple of days old, and I was, 21 days.
You were like,
I'm over the hill here.
I know.
You know?
You could focus from
exactly.
a slightly greater distance.
I had some motor skills.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. So, I didn't see my parents from the age of 3 weeks to the age of 22.
Nay, not at all.
Not at all. But, you know, I think my parents felt that they didn't want to smother me.
Yeah, they gave you space.
They gave me space. They gave me space of basically the globe because they were, you know, off swanning around in Dubai. Yeah. So,
Well, I think that's made you the independent person that we see today.
It has. It means that I don't feel the need to spend time with people or
communicate.
Exactly, or make any physical contact at all, you know, and I think that's made me all the stronger for it.
Yeah, you know? No, I think definitely, and your parents are to be commended.
I mean, I don't know where they are. I mean, I don't think I've got a forwarding address from the last time they moved, actually.
Yes, I know. I remember you saying,
I got an email sort of from one of their PAs saying...
That's nice.
That's really nice, isn't it? And
that's
Exactly. And it had, you know, a little personalised signature. Mm. Not from them, from the PA. Saying, oh, they've moved. We don't have a forwarding address. Sorry. Cheers. Which I thought was, you know,
Cheers is very informal.
It's very informal,
it's
isn't it?
It indicates a certain affection.
Exactly. It made me a bit anxious for a while, but I went and sort of had a lie down. I felt fine afterwards. So,
yeah.
But that was, what, 2 years ago?
Okay.
So that's, you know, it's just, we're giving each other space, we're allowing ourselves.
Like that.
Exactly.
Whereas
exactly.
My mother rings me on the hour, every 5 hours, every day.
Right. That must be really difficult.
Yeah, it's really difficult to be so loved and so required and so needed.
Oh, how exhausting.
I'm irritating.
Get away.
Yes.
Get out.
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need just 7 or 8 years to myself.
Well, that's what I said.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, it had the opposite effect. And
right.
It made them contact me worrying about you.
What is it that I'm giving out that's making you worry?
I know. It's weird.
Your sister and her brood keep contacting you,
don't they? Every minute sending me something thoughtful.
Oh, you know, thought for the day?
Yeah. When I'm standing in a disused warehouse alone... That's not the time to ring me,
saying, your sister's gone into labour.
Yeah.
Why do I need to know that?
Exactly. No. Or, we're worried about you. No. Why?
I'm in a disused warehouse at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday.
Alone.
Why on earth would you worry about
why
me?
Why on earth? But anyway,
back to the Boyles. What do we think? So, I know Kate a little.
Yes, oh my gosh. Obviously you didn't ever converse with her you don't converse with people.
I don't, but I overheard her. Right. Let me tell you, she's very common.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's very... You know, she... For example, her parents...
Yeah.
They once had The Guardian delivered to their house. Think about that.
By the editor or... No.
By the newspaper boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Christ.
You know, and this is the sort of people we've got leading our country. You know,
it's
not good,
is
it?
I don't like that at
all.
Exactly.
Sometimes she would speak in such a sort of normal middle class way that people could understand her.
Well, I mean, come on, make a bit more.
Make a bit more of an effort. String those vowel sounds out until you sound elite, and everyone's going, "What?" You know, very freaking least.
I do know
exactly.
What did you think in terms of when she got together with William?
I think they're a good match.
I think they're fairly suited. He's slightly less attractive, which is correct. It's
That's the correct way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it were the other way, one would worry.
I would worry. It's sort of like when you see women who are taller than their partners.
No, I won't. If I see that, I look away.
I'm going to throw myself into the sea if I see that.
You have done.
I have done.
I had to rescue you.
You did, I remember that.
I mean, obviously, from a huge distance, I wouldn't have come near you.
No. You threw a rope.
Yeah, I threw a rope around me.
Yeah. Sort of lassoed me.
Yeah. Some young men to do the rest, but...
This is how it works. Mm. The men are the hunter-gatherers. This isn't me. This is biology.
Yeah.
Okay? The men are the hunter-gatherers going out to Sainsbury's,
to the wild winds of Sainsbury's, yes,
bringing
yes.
back the food put on the
bringing
table.
Bringing back the literal bacon.
Exactly. Bringing back the literal bacon, yeah. Yes.
You know, the tangible bacon.
Exactly. While the women are at home, sort of doing themselves up to look nice in order to attract a mate. Yes. This is how it works. We have... Anyone tells me we've moved beyond biology because of society and civilization.
Yeah, I mean, is society an actual thing?
I don't know, really.
I mean, this is the natural order of things, and that's why I think the two of them are very well matched from that respect.
And this takes us back to the monarchy, actually, because some people are just better than others.
Yeah.
So we should have an all-powerful family, and if you happen to be born into that family, you get to rule over the rest of us. It makes sense as a system.
Oh, that is such a good point.
People say, there should be a meritocracy.
Yeah.
And I say... Why disrupt the status quo?
You know, I'm all for that because, as you know, a meritocracy would depend upon
one having merit.
Yes, and as you know, that's something I've struggled with.
Yeah.
Saying I'm all for the alternative.
The alternative.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you, if for example, some prince or other was to come along, would you want to marry into the royal family? Would that be something that would appeal to you?
That is such a good
question. Such a good question, isn't it?
I mean, barely a day goes by that I don't ask myself that same question. And I think for me, it would depend on what he was the prince of. If he was the prince of the UK, I don't know. But if he was the prince of some... far-flung land, African country? Some tribe or
interesting,
some, or
that
Finland? For me...
That would be exotic.
Yes, exactly.
It would be exotic.
And because I haven't experienced these places literally or even in terms of learning about them.
In terms of books.
I deliberately...
Well, I know you don't have books in your house. Yeah. I know you don't have books because it's Kindle or nothing. Yeah.
I deliberately keep myself ignorant of those issues.
Because I remember you, bought you a book for Christmas and you didn't know how to work it.
No.
Yeah, you were going, where's the button to turn the page?
I mean, I rang EE, I rang my service provider and... The gentleman was, he was very sweet. He was Scottish, so automatically that meant he was maybe that was what the problem was. He did a lot of laughing.
Right.
And I said, it's very charming, but I'm not making a joke.
But he was probably just one of those jolly Scots that you
He was a typical jolly Scot.
So
in the end, he said, turn it off and turn it on again. I don't know whether
how
he was...
one would go about that.
Was it a joke?
I don't know.
I think it might have been either the language problem or the jolly... I don't want to say stupidity, but...
But stupidity.
Stupidity.
Of course, in the end, you just put it in the shower and sort of drowned that book, didn't you?
I put a bag of rice over it afterwards, but it didn't make good.
It did nothing, no. That was my error. I won't make that mistake again.
I appreciated the effort, though.
It's a book-free zone, or paper-free zone, I suppose, your house, isn't it?
But, in terms of the royal...
What do we think about the Queen herself?
What do you think, Ruth? I find sometimes her coordinating outfits reminiscent of yours, and I mean that as a huge compliment.
Thank you. I like to not mix things up too much when it comes to fashion. I think, I have 7 outfits for the 7 days of the week.
That's right.
Monday is blue.
Yeah.
Tuesday is black.
Yeah.
Wednesday is black again.
Yeah.
Thursday is brown.
Yeah.
Friday is a slightly lighter shade of brown because it's Friday.
You know. Party time.
Saturday is back. I go back to black for Saturday.
Yeah.
Because like most people are going. Most people are wearing colours, so I thought I'm going to subvert that.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday I stay in all day, so I don't need an outfit.
No, that's right. On Sunday you wear a grey pajama suit.
Pajama suit with the zip over the face, so it's a sort of morph suit thing
with an air. Yes,
and just a straw that comes out.
Yeah, I remember the first time I caught sight of you, and that was very
alarming. You were startled, weren't you?
I was startled, and then I was impressed.
Yes, that's the sort of the journey of emotions I like people to go on.
Yeah,
you know, when they turn up at my house.
Yeah. Alarmed, startled, impressed.
Impressed, fearful, acceptance.
Yeah. I think there's always a low level of fear.
Yes. Oh, that's good. It's good to instill that, isn't it?
Yeah.
To instill that. So, back to the Queen. Mm. I just think, wouldn't it be fun if we sort of mixed up the problem with the Queen is she's been an old lady for literally about 50 years.
God, freaking ages. It's like, is that all you can
do? Is that all you can do?
You really have really to be like that for so long.
You've got the old lady thing down.
Oh, she's great at
it.
She's
great at it. Yeah. How about mixing it up?
Yeah.
How about releasing an album? Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, even if she didn't want to go too off-piste, she could even release an album of duets, of covers,
Swing,
Sinatra. You know, she
that would be good.
Just get Mark Ronson in to produce it, and there you
have
it.
That would be great.
A compromise?
A compromise between... We need to put this to her.
Yeah.
Does she have a Twitter account?
Do you know what? There are a few, and I don't know which is the real one.
Which is the... Any of them have a blue tick?
I mean, no, but sometimes that's... Like a double bluff?
Yes, that's interesting. Mm. So it might be her public... Talk to her publicist or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the royal family...
So it's her.
I would say... Let's give them a star out of five stars. So do we think... I'm going to go 3 stars for the royal family.
Are you doing it for them collectively?
Yes.
And what about the little child... Just the small thing. The baby?
The small child.
Small child that or big one. Baby?
Big
I don't know
baby.
How you classify it at this stage.
Tiny human...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm interested to see what work he comes out with. I'm interested to see what he does, whether he sort of shakes things up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he'll release a rap single.
Maybe he's
Banksy.
Oh, that's a good point, because he needs to goddamn do something, because Ruth, let me tell you at the moment, I don't like him.
Oh, no.
When you just have a feeling about something, I just really don't like
him. And the problem is when, it's saddening, isn't it, when they bring in a new character, and you think, I really hope I like this new character, and you go, oh no, and it's spoiling my favourite soap or my favourite programme or something.
Also, it's that thing of, I suppose I had an image of him before he got there and I thought he would be different, and now I find him boring.
Maybe they'll give him an interesting storyline.
Maybe.
You know, coming up soon, maybe. Because, you know, there have been some interesting storylines. I mean, that whole Diana storyline was amazing.
So, it was so sort of, ooh.
Oof. I was watching that.
Yeah.
Incredible. So it's a really good long-running series, I have to say.
Oh, definitely. I mean, for me, the Diana moment was the equivalent of a Scandi drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had everything. Yeah. It's
It's got everything.
Red
it's got everything
herrings.
There.
Yeah.
Several red herrings.
Great.
It's got great costumes. Great actress.
Yeah, and a troubled lead.
Troubled lead is great. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, nothing's going to top that. Yeah. Nothing's going to top that.
Yeah. In terms of summing it up, so you're giving...
I'm giving them 3 stars. Middling, not brilliant.
Yeah.
If we were having this conversation in the 90s, I think it would be very different.
It would be a different conversation.
Completely. I mean, I don't know how we'd have met, because no mobile phones. How did one meet up with someone else in the 90s? I don't really understand.
I don't like to think about that too much, I'm afraid.
No, fair enough.
I sort of don't allow myself to go there.
And
it's
I was thinking,
too troubling.
Not thinking about something is a great way of pretending it doesn't exist, and therefore moving forward.
Ruth, it is as if you read my mind. Yeah. I mean, that is my ethos for life. That is how I exist.
Poverty? What?
No.
No.
Won't compute that.
No.
I think for me, I would give the royal family... I mean, this is very unusual, because, Ruth, you are renowned for being stricter with your star system.
Oh, goodness. This is going to put the cat amongst pigeons, I imagine. Here we go.
Hold on to your horses.
I am.
I would give it not three, but 2.5.
Right. I think that's fair, though. Mm. I think that's fair.
I just feel very disgruntled.
Very disgruntled, that's true.
Ladies, do you mind please move your bar? This area, they want empty.
Sure. We are being moved on simply because we brought a table and chairs in here with us.
Yeah, I mean, simply because we brought a parasol and a small gazebo.
A small gazebo and a picnic basket.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And do you know what's worse?
This is what living in Nazi Germany is like.
Yeah, you're right. And Ruth, do you know what the worst thing was?
What's that?
He was wearing a fleece.
A fleece. I mean, I would expect, you know, a uniform with epaulettes at the very least.
Yeah.
At the very least.
I tell you who wouldn't put up with that.
The Queen.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Back Row with Susan Harrison and Gemma Arrowsmith. Excitingly, we will soon be having a complete revamp of the podcast. We will be hosted by the British Comedy Guide, which is fantastic news, under the new name of Hayley and Ruth, 2 stars.